Got five. Listen to every play on KASM.
You're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, KASM Albany 107.7 FM, and MyChasm.com.
It is 7 o'clock, and it is now time for Randy Rostein with the Dick Putz Show. Take it away, Randy.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putz Show brought to you tonight by Luxembourg Feed Service, A&W in Albany and Richmond, Joel Schneider Service of Albany, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe, Willenbring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon, and Albany, Central Minnesota Realty, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Gilk Services of Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Dominick, Sauk Center and Long Prairie, North American Insurance Agency, Albany Chrysler Center, West Central Sanitation, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Westside Liquor in Waite Park, Engelmeyer Land Surveying, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Fiber Communications, BNS Excavating, bringing us our Dick Putz Show, as is Halfley's Bar of Richmond, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, The Woodshop of Avon, El Rosa Lumber, the Freeport State Bank, Kramer Lumber of Melrose and Sauk Center, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery, the Sauk Center Herald and Star Post, and Dustin Upgren, our State Farm Insurance Agent over in Cold Spring. Just a reminder again, Joyce is recording our Dick Putz Show tonight, so that will be uploaded onto our website. Kirby will get that done sometime tomorrow for you, so you can listen to the rebroadcast of the Dick Putz Show if you so want. Just go to our webpage, mychasm.com, and click on the sports tab. It'll be included under all the other Dick Putz shows on our sports tab. All right, there's a lot of games to report to you tonight. I'm going to start out with some exhibition games here in our first segment. On Thursday night in Regal, St. Martin traveled to Regal, and St. Martin defeated Regal Thursday night 3-1. Three runs, six hits, no errors for the Martins. One run, five hits, three errors for Regal. Scott Leeser on the mound for St. Martin, starting the ball game, relieved by Alex Bauman in the seventh. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Kurt Schlungen. For Regal, Kai Schneider starts, relieved by Jordan Wozmik in the fourth inning. He'll take the loss, and the catchers were Derek Dangerud and Caleb Nelson. Some hitting highlights for St. Martin. Carter Thielen, 3-for-5. Kyle Leeser had a triple, and Nolan Reeder, with a ground ball out in the ninth inning, scored two runs that proved to be the game winners. For Regal, Nathan Meyer was 2-for-4 with a double. Josh Beyer had a double on Thursday night as St. Martin defeated Regal 3-1. Kimball at Loretto on Friday night, and Loretto defeats Kimball by a score of 3-1. Three runs, seven hits, two errors for Loretto. One run, six hits, no errors for Kimball. Miles Nablo starts on the mound, gets the win for Loretto, relieved by Andrew Kemper in the seventh, and the catcher was Brandon Brolin. For Kimball, Ben Johnson starts, taking the loss, relieved by Andy Dingman in the eighth, and the catcher, Noah Gordon. Hitting highlights for Loretto, Josh Koski, 3-for-4. He had a double and a triple, and Ben Luttner was 2-for-4. For Kimball, Tommy Friesen, 2-for-4, and Adam Beyer, 2-for-4. So final on Friday night, it was Loretto 3, Kimball 1. Richmond hosting Clearwater on Saturday, and Richmond defeats Clearwater by a score of 4-1. Four runs, five hits, one error for Richmond. One run, two hits, three errors for Clearwater. Hunter Fuchs with the win for Richmond as he strikes out five, goes the distance, his catcher Tyler Prom. For Clearwater, Cody Theory goes the distance, taking the loss, striking out six, his catcher Luke Welly. Hitting highlights for Richmond on Saturday, Caleb Maddox had a double, and for Clearwater, Jackson Benning with a double. A final from Richmond on Saturday, Richmond 4, Clearwater 1. Other exhibition games tonight, El Rosa and St. Wendell, part of the Hinckley tournament, and on Friday night, it was Anoka taking on El Rosa, and El Rosa defeats Anoka in that Hinckley tournament 2-1. Two runs, seven hits, no errors for El Rosa. One run, seven hits, no errors for Anoka. Ashton Dingman starts on the mound, relieved by Will Van Beck in the sixth. He'll get the win. And for Anoka, Austin Lang starts, relieved by Taylor Nelson in the sixth. He'll take loss, their catcher, Garrett Hoffman. Some hitting highlights for El Rosa on Friday night. Luke Ilias, 2-for-3. Jackson Peter had a double. And for Anoka, it was Will Zeck, Garrett Hoffman, both had two hits. Hunter Smith had a triple. So final in that Hinkley tournament, El Rosa 2, Anoka 1 on Friday night. St. Wendell taking on Hinkley. This ball game goes 5 innings, and Hinkley defeats St. Wendell by a score of 11-1 in 5 innings with the 10-run rule. 11 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Hinkley. 1 run, 6 hits, no errors for St. Wendell. Dylan Markulis starts and picks up the win, relayed by Cody Gustafson in the 5th inning for Hinkley, and the catcher Bryce Hipp. For St. Wendell, Aiden McCloskey starts and gets the complete game loss. His catcher, Tanner Tomasik. Hitting highlights for Hinkley on Saturday. Cody Gustafson had a home run. Sam Haugen had a double for St. Wendell. Rolando Ramos and Connor Breath both had singles as Hinkley defeats St. Wendell in the Hinkley tournament, 11-1 in 5 innings. On Saturday, that game was on Friday night, actually. On Saturday, Anoka taking on St. Wendell, and Anoka beats St. Wendell 3-0. 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Anoka. No runs, 8 hits, 1 error for St. Wendell. Parker Needland gets the complete game victory for Anoka. His catcher, Garrett Hoffman, for St. Wendell. Chase Lyon starts, taking the loss, relieved by Connor Breath in the 6th, and the catcher for St. Wendell. Not listed here. So, for Anoka, Trent Friedberg, 2-for-3 with a double. Hunter Smith was 2-for-3, and Garrett Hoffman had a double for St. Wendell. Zach Sakala, 2-for-4. So, a final on Saturday in the Hinkley tournament. It was Anoka 3, St. Wendell nothing. And then El Rosa taking on Hinkley, and El Rosa defeats Hinkley on Saturday, 3-2. 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for El Rosa. 2 runs, 1 hit, 1 error for Hinkley. Aiden Mueller starts for El Rosa, relieved by Ethan Mueller in the 5th. He'll get the win. The catcher, Blaine Fisher, for El Rosa. Their pitchers allowed 1 hit and faced only 27 batters in that 7-inning game. For Hinkley, Isaiah Brennan starts, relieved by T.J. Johnson in the 4th, Sam Haugen in the 7th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher was Bryce Hipp. Hitting highlights for El Rosa, Peyton Winter had a double. Jackson Peter, Ethan Mueller, Ashton Dingman all had singles. For the Saints, Bryce Erickson had a single for Hinkley as El Rosa defeats Hinkley in that Hinkley tournament 3-2. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we have Resorters League scores and highlights. We have County Line League scores and highlights. And we'll get to those along with Central Valley League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of Central Minnesota. They have quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service of Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams. Building a home or remodeling can be overwhelming. Kramer Lumber, with locations in Melrose and Sauk Center, along with Buyerbilt, can assist you every step of the way. Kramer Lumber has Buyerbilt quality doors to millwork, current trends, traditional, transitional, craftsman, and modern. Don't let building or remodeling burden you. Stop in at Kramer Lumber. They will make your worries go away. Kramer Lumber, Melrose, or Sauk Center.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance.
Paying more for auto insurance doesn't always mean you're getting more. When life happens, that is when you need an agency who knows your name, not just your policy number. Located in Cold Spring, our office will put you first, backed by the number one auto insurance provider in Minnesota. Check out DustinUpgren.com, swing into our office, or give us a call for small town care with big time auto coverage, serving all of Central Minnesota.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experienced in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit GreenwaldInsurance.com for more information.
Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Let's check out the Resorters League on Friday night. Sox Center at Alexandria, and Sox Center defeats Alexandria 2-1. Two runs, four hits, and no errors for Sox Center. One run, eight hits, and no errors for Alexandria. Shane Trattle starts on the mound for Sox Center, gets the complete game victory. His catcher, Jake Haskamp, for Alexandria. Shea Andres starts, takes a complete game loss. His catcher, Lake Hagen. Hitting highlights for Sox Center on Friday night. Eli Waring had a double. Dylan Haskamp, Andrew Usling, and Jake Haskamp all with the hits. And for Alexandria, Brock Lehrfeld and Lane Bierreich, they both had two hits each. So a final on Friday night had Sox Center defeating Alexandria 2-1. On Saturday, Sox Center was at Long Prairie, and Sox Center defeats Long Prairie by a score of 8-0. Eight runs, 14 hits, no errors for Sox Center, no runs, three hits, two errors for Long Prairie. Jack Miller starts on the mound, will pick up the win. He's relieved by Caden T. Schaefer in the sixth inning, and the catcher was Jake Haskamp. For Long Prairie, Hunter Moore starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Colton Park in the sixth, and the catcher, Jonah Ehrman. Hitting highlights for Sox Center on Saturday, Evan Zales was 3-for-5 with a double, Jake Zoman 3-for-4 with a double, and Dylan Haskamp had two hits, one of those being a double. For Long Prairie, Colton Park, Hunter Moore, and Levi Brunhorst each had singles. So final on Saturday at Sox Center defeating Long Prairie by a score of 8-0. Over in the County Line League, Atwater taking on Regal on Friday night, and Regal defeats Atwater by a score of 2-1. Two runs, six hits, one error for Regal. One run, five hits, no errors for Atwater. Gabe Roman starts on the mound, gets the complete game victory for Regal on Friday night. Derek Dengerud, his catcher. For Atwater, Josh Kingery starts, relieved by David Kingery in the seventh. He'll take the loss. And the catcher, Brody Stroman. Hitting highlights for Regal on Friday night, Kai Schneider, 3-for-5 with a double. And for Atwater, Josh Kingery had a double, and Jack Peterson had a double. So a final on Friday night from Regal. It was Regal 2, Atwater 1. New London Spicer, they defeated Starbuck 6-3. 6-3, that's what I have on that ball game, New London Spicer over Starbuck. Let's go over to the Central Valley League tonight and on Saturday. Watkins traveling over to Pearl Lake, and Pearl Lake defeats Watkins by a score of 10-7. 10 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Pearl Lake. 7 runs, 13 hits, 3 errors for Watkins. On the mound for Pearl Lake, Austin Lensmeyer starts, relieved by Mitch Winicky in the second. He gets the win. And the catchers, Alex Lensmeyer and Noah Kleinfelter. For Watkins, Matt Geislinger starts, relieved by Carson Geislinger in the fifth. He'll take the loss. Danny Berg in the eighth. And the catcher, Lincoln Haugen. Hitting highlights for Pearl Lake on Saturday, Rudy Notch, 2-for-5. Alex Lensmeyer, 2-for-5 with a double. Max Fox was 2-for-3. He had 2 doubles. Andrew Schmidt, 2-for-5 with a double. And Colton Fruth, the big blow, as Pearl Lake scored 6 runs in the 8th inning. Colton Fruth, a 3-run home run in the 8th inning. For Watkins, Danny Berg, 3-for-4. Lincoln Haugen, 3-for-5. Landon Nyman, he had a 3-run homer in the second. Matt Geislinger, 2-for-2 with a double, and Caden Nyman was 2-for-3. Final on Saturday at Pearl Lake, defeating Watkins 10-7. St. Nick over in Luxembourg Saturday, and Luxembourg defeats St. Nick 6-5. 6 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Luxembourg, 5 runs, 9 hits, and an error for St. Nick. J.T. Harn starts on the mound for Luxembourg, gives way to Jake Stahlberger in the seventh. He gets the win, and the catcher, Jordan Pika. For St. Nick, Andrew Bouch starts on the mound, taking the loss on Saturday, relieved by Keenan Dingman in the seventh, and the catcher, Tanner Roush. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg, J.T. Harn was 2-for-5 with a double, and Jordan Pika had a double. For St. Nick, Keenan Dingman had a double, Dylan Roush 2-for-5, and Jake Caron 2-for-4. A final on Saturday had Luxembourg defeating St. Nick 6-5. Watkins taking on St. Augusta today, and Watkins defeats St. Augusta by a score of 8-3. 8 runs, 16 hits, no errors for Watkins. St. Augusta 3 runs, 5 hits, and 3 errors. Landon Nyman will start on the mound for Watkins today, picking up the win, relieved by Bryce Nyman in the 8th, and the catcher, Torrey Berg. For St. Augusta, Truman Tionis starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Alan Schmidt in the 8th, and the catcher, Trey Tionis. Hitting highlights for Watkins today, Kevin Kramer, 2-for-5 with a double. Dan Berg was 2-for-5. Brendan Ashton, 2-for-5 today. Carson Geislinger, 2-for-5. Bryce Nyman, 2-for-4. Caden Nyman, 2-for-4. And Torrey Berg, big day, 4-for-4 for the Clippers. For St. Augusta, hit an RBI for Matt Schaefer and Aaron Pruth as Watkins defeats St. Augusta this afternoon, 8-3. Luxembourg over in Cold Spring taking on the Rockies today, and Luxembourg defeats the Cold Spring Rockies by a score of 3-2. 3 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Luxembourg, 2 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for the Cold Spring Rockies. Reed Funnenstein will go the distance today for Luxembourg, picking up the win, his catchers Jordan Pika and Brady Kinning. For the Rockies, Cole Fuchs starts, taking the loss, relieved by Thad Leeser in the seventh, and the catcher Sam Nisler. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg today, Luke Harn was 2-for-4, Ethan Pruth 2-for-4, and Josh Lanko had a double. For the Cold Spring Rockies, David Jonas 2-for-4, Tyler Geislinger had a double, and Cole Fuchs was 2-for-4. A final this afternoon from Cold Spring. It was Luxembourg 3, the Cold Spring Rockies 2. And Eden Valley at St. Nick today. In 7 innings, St. Nick defeats Eden Valley by a score of 11-1. 11 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for the Knicks. 1 run, 4 hits, 2 errors for Eden Valley. On the mound for St. Nick today, Caden Roush starts, picking up the win, relieved by Keenan Dingman in the 7th, and the catcher, Tanner Roush. For Eden Valley, Ben Aaron starts, taking the loss, relieved by Carson Schmaltz in the 6th, and the catcher was Carter Sheeler. Hitting highlights for St. Nick today, Keenan Dingman, 2-for-4. He had a solo home run in the first inning. Dylan Rausch, 2-for-3, a solo home run in the first inning. Tyson Willenbring, 1-for-1. He had a double, a couple RBIs. Lincoln Lipkin, 1-for-3. And Jake Karn was 2-for-3 with two RBIs. Jackson Geislinger went 2-for-2 for the Hawks today as St. Nick defeats Eden Valley in 7 innings, 11-1. All right, we'll take another break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, lots of Victory League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Are you tired of feeling the chill even when your windows are closed? Upgrade to Thermotech Windows, available now at El Rosa Lumber. Built for Minnesota weather, Thermotech Windows help keep your home warmer in the winter and cooler all summer long. Right now, stop into El Rosa Lumber and talk with the team you trust. Get expert advice, quality products, and service only a local yard can provide. El Rosa Lumber, your hometown source for Thermotech Windows. Visit us today or call to get started on your home upgrade.
For a limited time only, cool down with our new signature summer sips. Enjoy frosty mugs of Revved Up Root Beer and the creamy Revved Up Root Beer Cream Freeze, both crafted with smooth Rev cold brew coffee for a bold twist on a classic favorite. Or dive into the sweet and tangy strawberry lemonade cream freeze and the refreshing strawberry lemonade spirits made with crisp Starry lemon lime soda. Four ice cold, flavor packed ways to beat the heat inside, poolside, and then some. Stop by A&W and sip summer your way.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drives to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown for 1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with 3 locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks and J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, you can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Oh, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-21.
Planning a new build? Need land cleared, a driveway installed, or a septic system done right the first time? Call BNS Excavating, your local experts in excavation and site prep. From basements to drainage solutions, BNS Excavating delivers reliable work you can count on, backed by local experience and a commitment to getting the job done right. Serving Belgrade and the surrounding communities, big or small, they dig it all. Call BNS Excavating today and get your project moving. Phone 320-354-2550.
Back on the Dick Putz Show, let's go over to the Victory League tonight on Wednesday night. Piers Lakers taking on the Piers Bulldogs, and in 7 innings it was the Piers Lakers defeating the Bulldogs by a score of 13-3. 13 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for the Lakers, 3 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for the Bulldogs. On the mound for Piers Lakers, Chase Becker starts, getting the win, relieved by Camden Hepke in the 6th and the catcher Brady Petron. For the Piers Bulldogs, Braden Haberman starts, taking the loss. Relieved by Kyle Hastings in the fourth, Cooper Grasshorn in the sixth, and Aiden Jansen in the seventh. The catchers were Teddy Daler, Kyle Hastings, and Cooper Grasshorn. Hitting highlights for the Piers Lakers on Wednesday night, Carter Petron, 3-for-4. He had two home runs. Ryan Deers was 2-for-3, and Preston Saar, he had a double. For the Piers Bulldogs, Ashton Poser, Grady Young, Kyle Hastings, and Braden Haberman, all with hits. On Wednesday night, the Piers Lakers defeat the Piers Bulldogs 13-3. All right, let's go to the Victory League, B League. And on Friday night, our Chasm Game of the Week. That was Sobieski at Avon, and Sobieski defeats Avon by a score of 9-6. 9 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Sobieski. 6 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Avon. Dusty Parker starts on the mound, will pick up the win for Sobieski, relieved by Riley Check in the 8th, Colin Cray in the 9th, and the catcher was Hudson Phillippe. For Avon, Reese Gregory starts, relieved by Elliot Burnett in the 5th, who will take the loss. Nolan Dumonso in the 8th, and Abe Kultuff in the 9th. The catchers were Carter Holthaus and Matt Meyer. Hitting highlights for Sobieski on Friday night, Colin Ekman, 3-for-4. He had a double. Hudson Phillippe, Jake Capon, Matt Byer, Zach Opetz all had doubles. For Avon, Elliot Burnett was 3-for-5. Ryan Jensen and Carter Holthaus each had 2 hits, and Eli Mesquita with a double. So final on Friday night had Sobieski defeating Avon 9-6. On Sunday in Victory B League, it was Foley at Nisswa, and Nisswa defeats Foley today 4-1. 4 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors for Nisswa. 1 run, 7 hits, 1 error for Foley. On the mound, Colby Tappy starts and picks up the win for Nisswa, relieved by Ben Dornsfeldt in the 6th. Blaine Hardy in the 8th. He'll get the save. The win goes to Tappy, and the catchers were Matt Kasperson and Colby Tappy. For Foley, Michael Molzoff starts, taking the loss, relieved by Drew Beyer in the 8th. And the catcher, Alex Boss. Hitting highlights for Nisswa today. Colby Tappy was actually 2-for-5. He had 2 hits, one of those a double. Tyler Whitwer had a home run, and Kyle Kataska had a double. For Foley, Drew Beyer was 3-for-5 with a home run, and Michael Mozoff 2-for-4. So final today, Nisswa 4 and Foley 1. Piers Lakers at Sobieski today, and the Piers Lakers defeat Sobieski by a score of 3-2. 3 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for the Piers Lakers, 2 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error for Sobieski. Carter Petron starts on the mound for the Piers Lakers today, picks up the win, relieved by Noah Sakala in the 7th. He'll get the save, and the catcher, Brady Petron. For Sobieski, Joey Walensky starts, taking the loss, relieved by Colin Ekman in the 8th. And the catchers, Alec Thoma and Gabe Hirsch. Hitting highlights for the Piers Lakers today, Noah Sakala and Preston Rauschlow both had 2 hits with doubles. And Jacob Pond had 2 hits with a home run. Alec Thoma, 2 hits with a double for Sobieski. A final today had the Piers Lakers defeating Sobieski 3-2. Over in Victory League Class C, on Saturday, Opole at the Piers Brewers, and Opole defeats the Piers Brewers 7-0. 7 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Opole. No runs, 1 hit, 2 errors for the Brewers. Tate Lang pitches the complete game today on Saturday for Opole. Only one batter reached base as he faced just 28 in the game, his catcher Alex Lang. For the Piers Brewers, Reese Young starts, taking the loss, and he was relieved by Link Topes in the 7th, the catcher Teddy Daler. For Opole, Dominic Hoika was 2-for-4. Brody Holtz, Alex Lane, and Maverick Nowitzki, Max Posch, Dirks Opetz all had singles. Aiden Jensen broke up the no-hitter in perfect game with a ninth-inning single. Final on Saturday had Opole defeating the Piers Brewers 7-0. On Sunday in Victory League C, it was Flensburg at Aiken, and Aiken defeats Flensburg by a score of 4-3. 4 runs, 7 hits, 4 errors for Aiken. 3 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Flensburg. Nathan Enstrom starts on the mound today for Aiken, picks up the win, relieved by Keenan Wiesner in the sixth. Thorin Dunham in the eighth. He gets the save, and the catcher, Zach Enstrom. For Flensburg, Gunnar Gustafson pitches the complete game, taking the loss. His catcher, Kurt Crosby. Hitting highlights for Aiken, John McGuire was 3-for-4 with a double and a home run. Nathan Enstrom had a home run, and Nolan Jones had a double. For Flensburg, Reese Hubbard had 2 hits, one of those a double, and Kurt Crosby with 2 hits, as Aiken defeats Flensburg today 4-3. Freeport at Royalton this afternoon, and a good one here as Freeport defeats Royalton by a score of 1-0. 1 run, 10 hits, no errors for Freeport, no runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Royalton. Caden Totkus gets the complete game victory. His catcher, Addie DuBois. And for Royalton, Marcus Haynes gets the complete game under his belt, but he takes the loss, and his catcher, Drew Yurchik. Hitting highlights for Freeport today, Ivor Papke, 2-for-3. Dominic Ritter had a double and scored a game-winning run in the fifth inning. For the Piers Brewers today, for Royalton today, Joe Guida, Grayson Suska, Ryan Swenson, and Ethan Albright all had singles. A final this afternoon had Freeport defeat Royalton 1-0. Opole at Uppsala, this one goes 7 innings today, and Opole defeats Uppsala by a score of 14-2. 14 runs, 17 hits, and an error for Opole. 2 runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for Uppsala. Sam Butler on the mound gets a complete game victory for Opole. His catcher, Alex Lang. For Uppsala, Matt Swanson starts, taking the loss, relayed by Brady Yurchik in the third, and the catchers, Justin Cheon and Colton Burgraff. Hitting highlights for Opole, Brody Holtz was 4-for-5 today. Mason Patrick had 2 hits and 4 RBIs, one of those hits a triple. Chris Ebnett, 3-for-4 with a double. Luke Biniak had 2 hits, one of those a double for Opole. And for Uppsala today, Brady Yurchik and Matt Swanson both had doubles. Colton Burgraff a single as Opole defeats Uppsala in 7 innings, 14-2. Randall at Piers taking on the Bulldogs today, and Randall defeats the Piers Bulldogs 9-4. 9 runs, 17 hits, 3 errors for Randall, 4 runs, 7 hits, and an error for the Piers Bulldogs. Adam Neibauer pitches a complete game for Randall today, picking up the win. His catchers Matt Otrimba and Bobby Sanders. For the Piers Bulldogs, Braden Heberman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Kirby Fisher in the fourth. Brian Keel in the eighth, and the catcher, Teddy Daler. Hitting highlights for Randall this afternoon, Ricky Drew, 3-for-6 with a home run. Adam Neibauer, 3-for-4 with a double. And Alex Guast had 2 hits, one of those being a triple. For the Piers Bulldogs, Aiden Jansen had 2 hits, one of those a double. And Kirby Fisher with 2 hits. As Randall defeats the Piers Bulldogs this afternoon, 9-4. And one final game here in the Victory League tonight, Clear Lake at the Piers Brewers, and Piers Brewers defeats Clear Lake today by a score of 5-1. 5 runs, 7 hits, and an error for the Piers Brewers. 1 run, 7 hits, and an error for Clear Lake. Gunnar Wicklund starts on the mound, will pick up the win today for the Brewers, relieved by Pete Schomer in the eighth, the catcher, Caden Krusik. For Clear Lake, Jackson Phillip gets a complete game, taking the loss. His catcher, Quinton Dukowitz. Hitting highlights today for the Brewers, Ryan Stuckmeyer had 2 hits, one of those a double, and Derek Damon had 2 hits for the Brewers. For Clear Lake, Blake Brown had 2 hits, one of those a double. Matt Cordy with 2 hits, and Caleb Lentz had a double. A final today from Piers. It was the Piers Brewers 5, Clear Lake 1. One more break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, it's Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Are you in the market to buy or sell your home, land, or commercial property? If you are, then contact Matt Imdick from Central Minnesota Realty. With 15 office locations and over 100 agents ready to serve your needs, with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluation offered. For a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, phone Central Minnesota Realty at 320-420-1295. A locally owned family company with over 10 years of experience who's excited to earn your business. Visit centralmnrealty.com or call 320-420-1295.
June is Dairy Month, and everyone at Dairyland Supply and Stock Center says thank you to all the awesome dairy farmers out there. We know that farming is not an easy occupation, so we salute you for all your hard work and dedication. Without you going out every morning and every night to milk those cows, we wouldn't be able to enjoy a refreshing cold glass of milk or our favorite flavor of ice cream. Keep up the good work and know that you are appreciated all year round. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Work with a bank that takes a common sense approach to ag lending. At Freeport State Bank, our lenders have over 75 years of combined farm lending experience. Whether you are looking to purchase real estate, equipment, or livestock, let us put that experience to work for you. We will put together a financing plan that meets your needs. Freeport State Bank, where customer service is our priority. Stop by one of our locations in Freeport, Melrose, or Greenwald, or look us up at freeportstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Amy, and Mallory. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, and try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation is inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever.
Luxembourg Feed Service, your go-to place for non-GMO feed and high-quality feed for all your animals. Luxembourg Feed Service has a whole new line of products, meats from St. Joe Meat Market and Hometown Meats, with 2 to 3 more local shops coming soon. Soaps, tallow, lip balm, barbecue sauce, Shackley products, Ritchie products, chicks, outside greenhouse, organic seed packets, grass seed, lawn fertilizer, and essential oils. Come and visit the new storefront located on Highway 15, Luxembourg. Remember, we sell our products 1 pound at a time.
Your future is important to North American Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at North American Insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. It's summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all of our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
We're back on the Dick Putz Show. Let's go over to the Stearns County League tonight and on Friday night. Roscoe at Farming taking on the Flames, and Roscoe defeats Farming on Friday night 21-9. 21 runs, 15 hits, and 1 error for Roscoe. 9 runs, 13 hits, 8 errors for Farming. On the mound for Roscoe, Nicholas Utch starts, relieved by Brandon Schlaper in the 5th. He'll get the win. Josiah Utch in the 8th, and the catcher was Braden Vanderbeek. For Farming, Wyatt Schmidt starts on the mound, relieved by Kyle Zierden in the 6th. Owen Sunderman in the 8th. He'll take the loss. Axton Orbeck in the 8th, and the catchers Will Mergen and Alex Jansen. Hitting highlights for Roscoe on Friday night, Max Ottman, 3-for-4 with a double. Josiah Utch was 2-for-6 with a double. Brandon Schlaper, 3-for-5. And Nicholas Utch had a double. Bryce Vanderbeek, a double. For Farming, Bennett Hilla was 6-for-6 with 3 doubles and a 3-run homer in the 7th inning and 4 RBIs. And Kobe Mergen had a double for Farming, as Roscoe defeats Farming on Friday night 21-9. On Saturday, Lake Henry at St. Martin, and St. Martin defeats Lake Henry by a score of 8-4. 8 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Martins. 4 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Lake Henry. Brian Schlungen starts on the mound for the Martins, relieved by Brady Goble in the 7th, and the catcher, Kurt Schlungen. For Lake Henry, Noah Stahlberger starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Shane Pauls in the 5th, and the catcher, Isaac Leeser. Hitting highlights for the Martins on Saturday, Kyle Leeser, 2-for-3. Kyle had a 2-run homer in the 4th. Brady Goble, 2-for-5 with a double. Brady, a 2-run homer in the 4th. Carter Thielen was 2-for-5. Brian Schlungen, 3-for-3, and Nolan Reeder had a double. For Lake Henry, Noah Omshai, 2-for-4. Davis Wirtz was 3-for-5 with a double. Noah Stahlberger, 2-for-5, and Matthew Leeser, 2-for-4. A final on Saturday had St. Martin defeating Lake Henry 8-4. On Sunday, New Munich at Spring Hill, and Spring Hill defeats New Munich by a score of 9-7. 9 runs, 17 hits, 3 errors for Spring Hill. 7 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors for New Munich. On the mound for Spring Hill, Ben Welly starts, relieved by Austin Schoenberg in the 5th inning. Regan Nelson in the 8th inning, he'll get the win, and the catcher, Daniel Spanier. For New Munich, Ty Reller starts, relieved by Caden Sand in the 4th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Logan Funk. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill, Dylan Gertgen was 2-for-5. Regan Nelson, 2-for-4. Jamie Terrace, 4-for-5 with 2 doubles. Eric Terrace, 5-for-5. He had a double and a solo home run in the 3rd inning. For New Munich, Ian Funk was 2-for-4, Ty Reller 2-for-2, and Will Funk 2-for-5 with 2 doubles. So a final from Spring Hill, Spring Hill 9, New Munich 7. And Richmond at Meyer Grove today. Richmond defeats Meyer Grove in 7 innings, 18-2. 18 runs, 19 hits, 2 errors for Richmond. 2 runs, 3 hits, 3 errors for Meyer Grove. Jack Bose on the mound for the Royals today will pick up the win as he strikes out 14 in his 7 innings of work, his catcher Tyler Prom. For Meyer Grove, Josh Omshide starts on the mound, relieved by Jordan Klopach in the 5th, Joe Schwinghammer in the 7th, Tyler Lycum in the 7th, and the catcher Ryan Omshide. Hitting highlights for Richmond today. Tyler Prom, 3-for-5. He had 7 RBIs, a 3-run home run in the 5th, a grand slam home run in the 6th, and a home run in the 7th. Cole Schmitz, 2-for-4 with a double. Goose Hadley, 2-for-5 with a double. Jack Bose, 2-for-5 with a double. Kyle Buddy, 4-for-4 today, and Grady Notch was 3-for-4 for the Royals. Tyler Lycum, 1-for-1. Tyler had a double for Meyer Grove today as Richmond defeats Meyer Grove in 7 innings, 18-2. And Tyler Prom is the Stearns County Player of the Week, sponsored by the Fred Schlungen Memorial. Tyler Prom, his 3-for-5 performance today with 3 home runs and 7 RBIs. Congratulations to Tyler Prom of Richmond. All right, we'll take one more break on the Dick Put Show. When we come back, we'll take a look at those schedules, and I'll announce my next Chasm Game of the Week after these messages.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Good luck to all our area amateur baseball teams from your local family-owned convenience store, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. America's favorite pastime is certainly a favorite of ours, too. Whether you're fueling up your vehicle or your team, we've got you covered with gas, groceries, snacks, liquor, and more at Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. Stop in today. Check out our full selection of wine, beer, and spirits. Good luck and play ball.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sauk Center Herald or Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sauk Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sauk Center Herald and Star Post.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors you've come to trust.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here for Willem Ringdahl, Woken & Zimmerman. I had my car in the local shop for an oil and filter change the other day, which brought back a not-so-fond memory. I had an old beater car when I was young, and one day the oil light popped on. Just a gentle reminder to do something with the oil someday, right? Turns out the matter was more urgent than I thought, and pretty soon the engine froze up. Darn, Randy said my time is up, so I'll finish my point another time. Meanwhile, please remember our firm, Willem Ringdahl, Woken & Zimmerman, handles estate planning matters and much more. Keep listening to Chasm for the rest of this story.
Your water pump on your farm quit in farming?
Wires on your irrigation system need attention in Albany?
Lights buzzing in your barn in St. Martin?
Better get Gilk. This is James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk.
From Gilk Services of Richmond, the Gilk Electrical Team knows that in any agricultural operation, you cannot survive without your electrical system running 100%.
If your farm needs plumbing, heating, AC, water solutions, or electrical services,
you better get Gilk, a Rheem Pro Partner. Visit GilkPlumbing.com.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Let's take a look at these 4th of July week schedules here. A lot of teams with the week off, but there's a lot of games going on, too, yet on Wednesday night. Greenwald will be at Pearl Lake. That's a 6:15 start on Wednesday night. On Wednesday night at 6:30, Maple Plain will be at Kimball. In amateur baseball action, we have other games, Litchfield at Dasa-Cocato Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Montrose-Waverly, they're at Eden Valley, 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. Ogilvy at St. Francis at 7 o'clock. The Sartell Muskies at the Sartell Stone Ponies Wednesday night at 7. Other ball games on Wednesday, the Cold Spring Springers at Champlain Park taking on the Low Gators at 7:30 on Wednesday night. We have the Fort Ripley Rebels. They're at the Piers Lakers, 7:30 on Wednesday night. Other ball games going on Wednesday night. Raymond at New London Spicer at 7:30. Richmond will be at the Cold Spring Rockies. That's a 7:30 game on Wednesday night. Sauk Rapids Cyclones at Albertville, 7:30. Starbuck will be at Atwater in County Line League action Wednesday night at 7:30. On Thursday, some local games, Luxembourg at Watkins, that's a 7:30 game. Regal at Painesville on Thursday, July 2nd at 7:30. And Roscoe will be at El Rosa on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. On Friday night, July the 3rd, we have Farming at St. Martin on Friday night, July the 3rd. That is our next Chasm game of the week. That's at 8:15 on Friday night right here on KASM Radio. The 4th of July, nothing locally going on. Sunday, the 5th of July, take a look at this schedule here. Nothing locally going on Sunday, the 5th as well. So if you get a chance, take in a ball game this week. Amateur baseball, it's the best entertainment around. Again, our Chasm Game of the Week, Friday night, farming at St. Martin, 8:15. I want to thank you for joining me tonight here on KASM Radio. Thank you to Joyce, who produced our Dick Putz show tonight. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putz show.